Hey everybody, it's Ian, co-host of Walking the Timeless Way. I wanted to let you know that even though David and I have wound down the podcast, that for those of you who would like a contemporary accessible translation of Tao Te Ching, I have recently finished my translation and it's available on Amazon. I tried to make it very contemporary and accessible. I'm going to read the back cover text. The Tao Te Ching, a foundational text of Chinese civilization, has fascinated people around the world, yet it remains as mysterious as it is compelling. In this translation, Ian Felton brings the poetry and depth of Lao Tzu's work into the 21st century, while retaining the timeless quality that provides value, guidance, and meaning for so many who read it. The Tao Te Ching can be read in a day, but it takes a lifetime to embody. The translator hopes that this version can be read again and again by those seeking connection to the timeless in a world that now resembles the chaos of Lao Tzu's time. So I spent several months going character by character, line by line, over and over again, just trying to get this right. You know, I'm not a scholar of Chinese history and literature, but you know, I've examined Chinese and the Tao Te Ching for many years, and David and I have studied this book for many years. And so what I hope to provide is a translation that is true to the original, but also accessible and modern, something that kind of makes more sense when someone in the 21st century reads it. Another thing I'm super excited about, I did come up with an aesthetic on ChatGPT's DALL-E, and I generated images to accompany each chapter, which, you know, they're absolutely beautiful when you look at the inside of the book. The images, I tried to make them very simple, very much inspired by Tao, and everyone that's seen it just talks about how beautiful the images are. And so hopefully they also inspire a new way to look at this text. And as far as I know, it's the only one out there right now with this type of accompanying illustration. So hopefully you'll want to go and pick up this version, paperback and hardcover. The hardcover one, because I used premium color paper on the inside so that it looks beautiful. And the cover is also some photography of mine that I did. But to make this as beautiful as possible, and since this is not put out by a publisher, the hardcover is a little pricey, so that's unfortunately, just with the printing costs, that's basically the minimum price I could put out there. But the paperback is much less expensive and just as beautiful. The inside paper in full color, these images look outstanding. And so what I want to do is read the first chapter, and I'm going to compare my translation to a few other translations that I use. So here's chapter one of the translation of mine. The followed way isn't the eternal way. The spoken name isn't the eternal name. The beginning of everything is nameless, the mother of everything named. Always empty of desire, one can see its subtleties. Always full of desire, one can see only the superficial. These two arising together, but differently named, harmonized, they're called mysterious. Mysteries within mysteries, the door of endless subtleties. So I'm going to compare that to a couple of other versions, starting with the Lin Yutang translation, which is a favorite of mine. The Tao that can be told of is not the absolute Tao. The names that can be given are not absolute names. The nameless is the origin of heaven and earth. The named is the mother of all things. Therefore, oftentimes one strips oneself of passion in order to see the secret of life. Oftentimes one regards life with passion in order to see its manifest forms. These two, the secret and its manifestations, are in their nature the same. They are given different names when they become manifest. They may both be called the cosmic mystery. Reaching from the mystery into the deeper mystery is the gate to the secret of all life. And I will also read Benjamin Hoff's first chapter as a comparison. So, Benjamin Hoff's, the way that can be followed is not the eternal way. The name that can be named is not the eternal name. Without name is the origin of heaven and earth. Has name is the mother of every earthly being. Consistently desire without form in order to study its mysteries. Consistently desire has form in order to study its frontiers. The previous two are the same energy, but have different designations. When those are joined, that is called growing darkness. Darkness of ever-increasing darkness, many mysteries gateway. And one more from Red Pine. The way that becomes a way is not the immortal way. The name that becomes a name is not the mortal name. No name is the maiden of heaven and earth. Name is the mother of all things. Thus in innocence we see the beginning, in passion we see the end. Two different names for one and the same, the one we call dark, the dark beyond dark, the door to all beginnings. So hopefully you can see from those different readings that each translation kind of has its own approach and style. It's just a matter of getting different perspectives. And so I wanted to bring my perspective to the translation of this book that I've studied so long. I just really love it. And I love how this turned out, especially with the illustrations. That's one thing that definitely distinguishes it from all of the other versions that are out there. Also, we'll go ahead and read maybe another chapter or two, just so that you have a better sense of this. So here's chapter 64, which has some classic quotes come from this. It's easy to maintain what's calm. It's easy to plan before signs appear. It's easy to melt what's fragile. It's easy to scatter what's tiny. Act before things manifest. Govern before there's chaos. A tree one's arms wrap around is born from a speck. Nine floors of a temple rise one brick at a time. A 1,000-mile journey begins by taking one step. One who acts fails. One who grasps loses. Therefore, the sage uses Wu Wei, so no failing, no grasping, therefore no losing. In the people's undertakings, continually, just before success, there's failure. Careful at the end and beginning, then there's nothing lost. So the sage desires no desire, doesn't value valuable goods, learns unlearning, rectifies what everyone passes by means of helping everything remain natural and not daring to take contrived action. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of a taste of what my translation is like. And again, I hope that you at least take a peek at it. The best way is just to go on Amazon, whether you get the paperback or the hardcover. They're both in full color. The size is the same. The layout is the same. The cover art is the same. But obviously the high quality hardcover will last much longer. So I really appreciate you being a part of the Walking the Timeless Way podcast and all the years that we did it. And hopefully this physical translation of this book that we've studied for so long together will be something that you can take with you. So best of luck as you walk the timeless way. And who knows, maybe we will encounter one another on our path sometime in the future. Take care.